The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
That fanfare signals it's time to talk about a new movie with Matt Olien. It's a busy season. It's the holiday season, Matt, and you're going to a foreign language film.
Yeah, Pain and Glory out of Spain, directed by Almodovar, formerly Pedro Almodovar. He now simply goes by Almodovar. Certainly one of the auteurs of international cinema. You can tell you're watching a Pedro Almodovar film. The colors are always bright and vibrant. He's very good at directing women. Most of his stories have to do with, women based on his mother or women he's known in his life, that kind of thing. This one is less so. So this is really an autobiographical film, you know, kind of loosely based on his life. And Antonio Banderas, who could be heading for his first Oscar nomination, we'll see. It's a very crowded Best Actor year, Doug, as we have talked about. But he's excellent as Salvador. That's the alter ego of Almodovar. He's a film director with lots of health issues in the movie. He's got chronic back pain. He's got this. He's got that. And he's not able to work. So he's sort of going through this artistic crisis where he can't work because of his health issues. He's having personal problems as well. Banderas is very understated in this role. It's not the, you know, we kind of view him as a Hollywood actor now, but he did get his start in Almodovar films like Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which was his big breakthrough as an actor, which brought him to Hollywood. But he's very understated. The film is slower and statelier than a lot of Almodovar films, but it's better than his last couple. Julieta did not do very well. And then I'm So Excited, this Almodovar's film about stewardesses was not good, probably the worst film he ever made. So this is more kind of the tone of All About My Mother, Volver, Talk to Her, some of his masterpieces. And I like this film a lot. It's slow. It's kind of stately. It's kind of understated, but it's got wonderful cinematography. The story is good. You'd think a film about a director's health issues would not be interesting, but it is because of the lengths he goes to make himself feel better, to investigate a play he's written called Addiction, which may be turned into a film. I want to mention the scene-stealing performance in this film is by an actor named Asier Etzianda, and he plays Alberto, an actor who Salvador worked with 30 years ago in an important film, but they had a falling out. And he shows up in the film at some point as they try to reconcile that relationship. He's excellent and has some real scene-stealing performances.
Well, Penelope Cruz is in the movie, too. She's kind of a regular, isn't she?
Yes, she is a regular. She plays Salvador's mother in flashbacks. So there's a lot of flashbacks in this film to him growing up in poverty, his early childhood where he's very, very intelligent. His parents want him to go to college, but this requires some maneuvering through seminary school and things like that. So Penelope Cruz, yes, plays his mother. We also see his mother later, played by a different actress, much older as the film, you know, becomes more present day as well. But Cruz is very good in the film. The film reminded me of Fellini's 8 and a Half. Mm. If you've seen 8 and a Half, Doug, that film is far more visually interesting than this film. But it was sort of Marcello Mastroianni playing an alter ego of Fellini on film. So we have another one of these directors exploring kind of their alter ego on film. Like this one a lot. It's already been shortlisted for the Foreign Language Film Oscar. That's down to 10. I think it'll make the final cut at 5. I don't think it's going to beat Parasite, though, out of South Korea, which looks to be almost a lock to win foreign language film.
Now, this director is kind of known for nuance and character and all that kind of thing. So does that come through in this film?
Oh yes. And Banderas really conveys that through his eyes, through his performance. He's physically... His physical performance is good in the film, too, because he walks around kind of with a backache. He doesn't look like the vibrant Antonio Banderas that we're used to. He's playing someone a bit older than he is in real life. So a lot of nuance in this film. The scenes Banderas has with Asier Etzianda are very good, where they kind of have this clash in the fictional film they made 30-some years ago, but they have some great scenes together.
Another reason I like Almodovar films, actually, mm-hmm. is because it's sort of culture-y. It shows the Spanish culture so well. It kind of gets into that.
I have learned more about Spanish culture from watching Almodovar films than probably any other director, and certainly along with Luis Buñuel, he is the most famous Spanish film director of all time. He's been nominated for the directing Oscar for Talk to Her. But like I said, this is at least a return to his better form. I have not liked his last couple of films. And so maybe in real life he was struggling with his art. And maybe the bad reviews of I'm So Excited did get to him, because we see that in Banderas' performance, where he's not sure he can still churn out a good film. Can he still write a good film? And that's what the film was about. Him going through his homosexuality is a big issue in the film as well, the character Salvador, and his kind of renaissance as an artist trying to get through his health issues and his creative block.
I suppose for Almodovar fans, part of this is figuring out what's autobiographical and what's a story.
Yes, it is loosely based on his life. You'll have to kind of look it up to see what is and is not completely accurate, but overall, I really like this film.
All right, it's time for a little Oscar trivia. What was the first foreign language film to be nominated for Best Picture?
That would be La Grande Illusion. It was released in 1937. Is that correct, Doug?
That is correct, okay. And it was nominated for 1938's Academy Awards.
Right.
And why is that unique?
First foreign language film ever nominated, and I don't believe they had the foreign language Oscar category, which came some years later, I think in 1947.
You're right on there. So what did win the Best Picture in the Academy Awards for the 1938 Academy Awards?
Which films released in 1937, that would be The Life of Emile Zola.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.